Many of Iraq's Arab neighbors welcome today's handover of power in Baghdad, but across the Arab world, analysts expressed doubts about the prospect for an early end to Iraqi insurgency so long as American-led forces remain. NPR's Judy McCarthy reports from Saudi Arabia's Red Sea port of Jeddah.
The Jordanian government said the handover raised the prospect of an end to foreign occupation of Iraq. Kuwait called it an historic step. Egypt said the handback gives Iraqis control of their own affairs. And Saudi Arabia's cabinet said the installation of the interim Iraqi government paved the way to rebuild the country. But King Saud University's Khalid al-Dakhil says the transfer of power into the hands of men who owe their positions to the Americans will doom the interim government to continual attack from anti-U.S. insurgents. He says the most effective way to secure Iraq's stability, the biggest concern for the region, is to transfer authority to what he calls the true representatives of the Iraqi people.
Not to this leadership who was brought from outside. They don't seem to have any legitimacy inside Iraq. They don't seem to have any consent or acceptance by the Iraqi people. They failed to rally the Iraqi people, both the Sunni and the Shiites among them.
There are fears region-wide that Iraq will be torn by bloody strife for the foreseeable future. The prevailing sense from Egyptian analysts is that as long as the Iraqi people see foreign tanks in the streets, there will be violence. A Syrian government official today called on the new Iraqi government to invite all U.S. troops to leave. Saudi international relations professor Abdul Hilal says the estimated 160,000 U.S.-led military forces in Iraq should relinquish the job of securing the country to others.
Are you telling me that the American troops are the only troops who are capable of securing Iraq? I don't think so. Even if their aim is good, they are not accepted because of the image.
The image of the U.S. is indelibly etched in Arab minds with the photographs of abuse that emerged from the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. For many in the region, the U.S. treatment accorded Iraqi prisoners made hollow American claims that its agenda in Iraq was to introduce human rights and the rule of law. Abdul Hilal says the faster the interim government moves away from the United States, the better its chance for survival.
The greater distance it is from the United States, the more it will be accepted from Iraqi people because, again, of the image of the United States. If they depend on the United States troops to stay in power, this would mean trouble in Iraq.
Arab analysts are saying there will not be a truly representative government in Iraq until general elections are held. Saudi Arabia is mostly Sunni and worries that elections will bring increased influence to the Iraqi Shiite majority. While the new Iraqi president, Hazi al-Yawar, is a Sunni with close ties to the Saudis, his largely ceremonial post is unlikely to hold much sway. Jeddah-based human rights attorney Bassem Alam expects that before long, Washington will have to deal with a new leadership to negotiate a ceasefire and its way out of Iraq.
After a while, America will have to sit down with what it considers a representative of the resistant movement and start real transition negotiations whereby America will leave the country and this new movement will come into place.
And Alam says that movement could come from the very forces with whom the U.S. has been locked in combat these many months. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jeddah.